Thank you guys very, very much for tuning in to WMFO tonight on the town with Mikey D. We are Hidden Knives from Providence, Rhode Island. And I think we got just one more song for you guys. Uno mas. It's old. Older than me. Older than Matt. Older than this building that we're standing in.
Older than all of us combined.
Goes all the way back to the Delta. In Louisiana. It's called House of the Rising Sun.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a
Taylor.
He sold my
Thank you again. We are Hidden Knives. You can find us online at hiddenknives.com or come see us. We're playing Providence, Rhode Island next month with Mark Porkchop Holder and MPH. And then Haverhill, that's the 19th and the 20th. Have a good night, y'all.
All right, and thank you to Hidden Knives for that performance. We'll be talking to them in a little bit. But for now, here's some Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys.
when I'm out on the road, going town to town. It's like a dream come true. But when I close my eyes and the night comes whispering in, all I can think about is you. There's no place I'd rather be when I'm lying next to you, and I can't sleep the whole night through, because her love is in your arms, because her love is in your arms. When I get off the stage and every note has been played, there's an emptiness when I'm far away from you. What am I doing here? I should be there with you. Maybe I can call you up, you come rescue me. There's no place I'd rather be when I'm lying next to you, and I can't sleep the whole night.
You're listening to On the Town, Mikey D. And we have Hidden Knives right in the studio. Say hello.
Hey, hello. Hey. Thanks for having us, Phil.
I don't know why I went into my smooth jazz voice or something.
The Quiet Storm with Phil Fleming. Jazz.
Yeah, something like that.
Goes hand in hand.
Huh. So I gotta say, when Drew mentioned Bloodshed, he was not kidding. So
our words are the truth.
I don't even know how I did that.
It was just the first song, right?
Yeah.
And just suddenly blood started coming out of your fingers?
Yeah, basically. Just smashed my hand apart on a blunt object, you know, like normal people do.
Right. Oh, man.
Rock and roll.
Nah, so you guys are brand new. You mentioned off air that you played your first gig a month ago with Zuzu.
Yeah, we've only been together a couple of months.
Okay.
My old band split up last year, and I've known Matt for years, and we were like, hey, we should get together and just jam.
So what prevented this from happening years ago? I mean, come on.
I was too busy.
You know?
Your old band were kind of road horses. And
yeah. So. I mean, we played like 160 gigs in 3 years, yeah. And we were literally everywhere. It was like, oh, what are you up to this weekend? I'm going to be in Baltimore.
Are you hoping for that this time around?
I don't know. I really enjoy having my weekends, and I really enjoy not having the pressure of, okay, I got to go do this thing this weekend, every weekend. I enjoy the pressure of being able to be like, hey, Matt, why don't I come bring my guitar to your house, and we'll jam, and we'll write some songs, and then afterwards we'll go get some burritos and hang out with your cat.
Oh, yeah. I saw the photos of that cat.
That was a different cat.
Different cat.
That was a different cat. Geez. That's my girlfriend's cat, who is the biggest cat I have ever met. Second biggest. No, he's got a cat who's quite adorable and really unfriendly.
Tina. That's all.
Really? That sounds like such a mean girl name.
She is.
She's a mean girl. Don't let her cuteness fool you, you know?
We actually named the band after her because she's full of hidden knives. She's just so angry and
really,
full
is
of
it?
Blades.
Look at my arms.
Wow. We need webcam. I mean, there's a camera in the studio. I don't think it's hooked up to anything yet. It's right there, right in the middle of the portal window there. I'm not even sure if it's hooked up to anything yet, but that would be...
Oh, man. On the off chance it is, I'm going to go stare awkwardly at it for a minute.
You know?
I mean, for the
abused.
Drew's really going to go stare awkwardly into it. Okay. Wow. All right. That's uncomfortable. Okay.
Hey, you know, the only thing uncomfortable now is because
I make it weird.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you can probably mention things in front of that camera that you can't do in front of live microphones. I don't know.
No, I'm trying to keep it PG.
Yeah. Good idea.
Y'all asked, I do.
Ta-da!
No, so...
But yeah,
So you're looking to... I mean, are you looking to tour more? Or just one big tour and then, like, lay low for a while and then do another one or
I'm
something?
I'm up for a lot of different things.
I mean, what are the goals of this? Because you guys are still brand new, so...
You know what? Enjoying myself, enjoying playing music is my goal, and right now I am succeeding at my goal with this dude beyond my hopes.
All right, you just make blood squirt out again.
Yeah. Ugh. Listen, it'll stop eventually.
Fist bumps are rough.
Eventually my body will get tired of it, and then it'll stop on its own. It's like letting a child run itself out of energy, or a puppy. But, no, I mean, it's, you know, play shows when we want to. As far as touring, it's really funny. I've had a bunch of promoters that I used to work with when I was in 30 Silver hit me up as soon as they saw. It's like when when you become
Drew
single
has a
again.
New band.
Yeah, it's like when you become single again, people are like,
hey,
do you want to go grab coffee?
Yeah.
It's like, calm down. Dial
Seriously,
it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you like a glass of water for this thirst? It's kind of like that. It's
okay.
People going, hey, do you want to come play a show? Like now?
Yeah.
Yeah, next weekend.
Well, I can't next weekend, but how about like the fall? So probably right, in the fall. We're probably going to go. We're going to record an EP. And then we'll see about touring. We'll see what we have available, what my other, you know, September, October plans are, what his plans are. It's, you know, it's using art as a support system for life instead of the other way around, instead of all of your life being built around, okay, I got to go do this thing because this is what you do.
Hmm. That's not the kind of answer that I would expect from a band like yours.
I mean,
dun dun dun,
dun dun dun.
If somebody turned around tomorrow and went, "Hey, do you want to come tour with us?" and the offer was right,
oh, so
God, yeah,
so making your own tour would be less of a priority.
It's not even that it's less of a priority. It's just fitting it in where it's able to be done in a healthy and sustainable way.
Okay,
versus, you know, charging at and trying to climb the wall every single weekend or every single week for, you know, 3 months.
Right. Okay.
Because that stops being fun.
So I gotta say, I mean, with your previous act, 30 Silver, and this one, they're both duos. So how have you changed the approach to this one?
Well, I mean, one, there's no guarantee that this stays a duo where 30 Silver... There was always the guarantee, yeah, 30 Silver's a duo. If anything changes, it's not 30 Silver.
So if you have a sousaphone player that comes up and you're intrigued that they could join in, right?
Yeah, if a road bagpipe... No. Do you play bagpipes?
No, I do not play bagpipes or sousaphone.
Man, that was next on my list. That was bucket list or bagpipe list, I guess.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, if a bass player, you know, is into it and we vibe really well, cool, come on in, you're playing bass. The second guitarist, whatever.
Okay.
And also just getting a lot more into the blues. Like 30 Silver was, you know, it was a punk rock band.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like straight up just Black Flag.
Right.
Big okay. Black, Shellac, all that. That was my jam, and 30 Silver ended, and I didn't really want to listen to that for a couple months, and so I started diving way further into, like, Chess Records and Fat Possum and things like that, R.L.
Oh,
Burnside,
wow, okay.
Ted Drozdowski from Scissormen, who used to be in Boston before he moved to Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we loved Scissormen up here.
Oh,
so,
I
yeah.
still love Scissormen.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually got another album coming out right now. That he's working on.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. No, but yeah, but just having listened to this 30 Silver stuff, played a song or two up here, and I did notice a much different, dare I say, more groove oriented approach.
I'm into that. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was the masterful hands of Joel Simkiss, our producer, but
things get kind
Joel
of
never made
anyway.
30 Silver sound that good. I love Joel, and Joel's a master at what he does, but Joel never made 30 Silver sound that good.
Okay, well, there you go. That's an attest to producer Joel. No, so what is coming up for you guys?
So coming up for us, we are going to take some time this summer to, again, you know, find our way into a studio and record some songs.
Okay.
On the 19th, we're playing Dusk in Providence with Detroit Rebellion, Zach Slick, and our buddies Mark Porkchop Holder and MPH, who are a blues band from down in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 20th of June, we're playing RG's in Haverhill with them again, with them and the Gasoline Versions.
All right.
Who, do you know, remember 10-Foot Polecats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Jay from the Polecats. It's his instrumental band. So, that'll be a good time.
So, these gigs are going to be a lot different than what you were used to for 30 Silver.
Yeah. This is less, here we are with four metal bands, and
yeah.
No, here we are with Drew pretending he can hang with legitimate blues men.
Well, if you pretend long enough.
If you can point me to the nearest crossroads.
There you go.
I will be grateful as all get out, Phil.
And that is awesome. All right. So I will let you guys break down and everything else. I mean, because I know you have all of that equipment you just crammed into Studio
so
D.
Much.
So much.
Matt's 12-piece drum kit.
Studio D is ours now.
Yeah, we just live there.
I don't know. You're going to have to fight the band next week.
I'll just move my bed.
I'm the purple monkey.
Oh, my head. All right. No, but I will let you guys break down your equipment and everything. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having us.
And we look forward to an EP and all of that.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, if you want to keep track of us, again, hiddenknives.com. Goes
that
to our
was
website.
My next thing.
Tour dates. Links to the Bandcamp page. Yeah, we have Facebook, but go to the website.
Yeah.
It's better.
What?
Zuckerberg's not tracking you through our website that I know of.
He is.
He still is.
Come on.
Yeah.
He still is.
Let's be real.
They're not keeping the information. They're just using it in the immediate sense. Oh, yeah. We know you looked at aerosols on eBay, so we're going to sell you Lysol. You know?
I'm horrified by some of my Facebook ads that come up from things that I've literally just thought about. I haven't even typed them into
Google search. Yeah, that's odd, too. Like, you discussed it with somebody on an offhand comment, and it just... Suddenly, you're being sold, you know, hey, buy 25 pack of paper towels when you're just saying, oh, yeah, I should probably go get paper towels over at 7-Eleven because we're out, you know, and now go to Costco and get 25 of them.
Get 3 copies of Time Cop.
Time Cop. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to go down that wormhole. No. And no. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Coming
Phil.
In.
Thank you.
And hiddenknives.com, all the news and all that stuff. All right.
A lot of posts about how much I love Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, too.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much. We're not going into Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
Here is some Control Group.
decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Gavage with Downtown Where the Killers Are. Before that was Euphonic with Beautiful Song. March of Sound gave you Peru Now. And I started all off with the Control Group with Building You from Scratch. Yes, you're listening on the Town with Mikey D. Thank you again to Hidden Knives for performing. That was a awesome set. And I'm going to try and cram as much tunage into the last 10 minutes here. So I'm going to shut up and be a little reasonable.
Time.
Yeah, that's The Kids Are Gonna Like It from Paul Natal Is Too Happy. And before that was Christopher G. Brown with Reasonable from 7 months at Chimney Rock. Yes. All right, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That brings an end to the show. Weep. But Pam will be here next week. More live.